الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن للمسجد أوتادا، الملائكة جلساؤهم، إن غابوا افتقدوهم، وإن مرضوا عادوهم، وإن كانوا في حاجة أعانوهم. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah has given us one more day of this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. This, if you want to call it an extension which Allah has given us, obviously there would have been different mindsets and reactions to this, but we can take our guidance from the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said: لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. That if my ummah had to come to know the value of this month of Ramadan. Like one brother earlier asked me this question. He said that I started fasting this year in Makkah Mukarrama, so obviously one day earlier. And tomorrow, because that brother has started in Makkah Mukarrama, will be his 31st fast, if he has to fast. So obviously the guidance that is given to us is we make munasabat of the area where we are, and we will keep the Nafil fast. In his case it will be Nafil, because obviously there isn't 31 days fasting in the month of Ramadan. The question he asked was ajeeb. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the famous hadith with regards to the month of Ramadan, the narrator of which was Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wherein Salman Farsi said, خَطَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي آخِرِ يَوْمٍ مِّن شَعْبَانٍ فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه، ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه، إلى آخر الحديث. But one of the bases in which Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam introduced this month, he said, a great month, an auspicious month, a blessed month has come. A month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. And then what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us about Ramadan? He said, the nafil that you will do in this month, Allah will reward you as if you did farz. And the farz that you will do in this month, Allah will multiply it 70 times, as if you did 70 farads. Nafil fast, what Allah ta'ala is giving you, Nafil fast, what is Allah giving you? لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا. لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي فيه ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person keeps one nafil fast, لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا, nafil fast, not the fast of Ramadan. And then Allah Ta'ala has to turn this 24,000 kilometer ball of the earth into gold. ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا. And present it to him on the day of judgment as the reward of one nafil fast. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب. This will not equal the reward of one nafil fast. And what is the comparison of nafil with farz? Ali radiallahu anhu ghaliban said, if you have the lifespan from now till Qiyamah, and you fast every day you keep one fast, nafil fast, all those fasts put together is not equal to the one fard fast of Ramadan. So what is Allah Ta'ala giving us for the fard fast of Ramadan? Al-amalu indallahi sab'a. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when it comes to recompense, when it comes to return, when it comes to reward, actions in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala are divided into 7 categories. Amalan mujiban, amalan bi amthalihima, amalun bi ashri amthalihi, amalun bi sab'i mi'ati dhu'f. Amalan mujiban, 2 categories, the reward or the recompense or the return or the retribution equal, not mujiban, in other words, compulsory. Allah's sunnah, and Allah doesn't move away from His sunnah. What is it? Man mata walam yushrik billah wajabat lahul jannah. That person who dies on tawheed, he hasn't made shirk with Allah, mujiban, jannah is wajib for him. And that person who dies on shirk, jahannam is wajib for him. Amalan mujiban, 2 actions, the return is wajib, compulsory. 2 actions, bi amthalihima, Allah will reward you one for one. Allah will reward you one for one. Idha hamma ahadun bi hasana. Someone made an intention to do something good. On his intention, before he does the action, Allah will give him the full reward of that action. Such is the mercy of Allah. Wa idha hamma ahadun bi sayya juziya bi mithlihi. Man amila sayyatan juziya bi mithlihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man does intention to do guna, on his intention Allah doesn't punish him. But if he actually does the sin, if he actually perpetrates the wrong, then one for one, one guna, Allah will punish him one time, the return or the recompense for that action. So this is amalan bi amthalihima, action equal, either in reward or in retribution. Amalun bi ashri amthalihi, 1 multiplied by 10, the 5th category. Allah's Rasul, Al-Quran Allah says, Man ja'a bil hasana, falahu ashru amthaliha. A person does one good deed, Allah will multiply it 10 times. I'm digressing. But when Allah Ta'ala talks about fasting in the Quran, we find 2 words. One is the incident of Maryam alayhi salam. The miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam takes place. Maryam, obviously, how is she going to face the people, the accusation, the taunts? Where did this child come from? لم يمسسني بشر ولم أكو بغيا. When Jibreel presented himself in front of Maryam, she became afraid. Jibreel had come in the form of a male, a woman who had never been in solitude with a male, with a ghair mahram. She says, "Fear Allah." Jibreel consoles her, "Innama ana rasoolu rabbik." I am Allah's messenger, I am an angel. Why have I come? لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. Allah wants to give you a child. What is the reaction? أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. How can I get a child? Human conception, scientifically, biologically, based on human experience, two avenues. One is halal, the other is haram. She says, both have not occurred with me. لَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. No man has touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. No, am I an adulteress or one who does wrong. Jibreel says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنْ وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. This kadhalik, Jibreel says kadhalik, in layman's terms, how will be translated? Kadhalik, just like that, no. Kadhalik, there is an underlying meaning. What is the underlying meaning? That Maryam, I did not say, I am going to give you a child, Allah is going to give you a child. Allah is not pabund to any of the restrictions that you are talking about. Allah is above science. Copulation, meeting of man and woman, this is scientific explanation. This is insani experience. This is Allah's sunnah. But Allah is not pabund to this. Allah is above all this. كذلك ربك هو قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. Maryam, for Allah this is easy. And Allah is going to make your son a sign. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And a mercy from Allah. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. And this has been set in stone. It will happen. We know the incident. Maryam alayhi salam is afraid now. How is she going to face the people? So what does Jibreel say to her? When you go in front of the people, tell them that you are fasting. Allah's shan, Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasting was there in the previous ummah also. Quran tells us, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting has been ordained upon you as it was ordained upon the nations before you. They also fasted, but what was the difference? In the Bani Israel, for them to speak also was not allowed when they fasted. If the Bani Israel spoke the truth, their fast broke. This ummah, if they lie, then also the fast doesn't break. Obviously the value is diminished, but the fast doesn't break. This is the tufail and the legacy of mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah made takhfif, lighten for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the point we were making, when she came in front of the people, inni nadhartu lirrahmani sawma falan ukallima alyawma insiya. They said, Maryam, Ya Ukhta Harun, Ma kana abuki imra saw, wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. You are from a park, from a chaste lineage. This is a blemish. How have you tarnished the name of your family like this? Where did this child come from? She said, Inni nadartu lir, she made ishara. Inni nadartu lir rahmani soma. I am fasting. Falan ukallima al-yawma insiya, so I cannot speak to anyone. In this instance, Quran uses the word soum. Inni nadartu lir rahmani soma. In the verse of the Quran where Allah prescribes fasting upon us, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. One place Quran says soum, one place Quran says siyam. What is the difference? If you look at the word siyam, siyam is plural of soum. But siyam is also masdar, it has a noun meaning also. Two meanings. The second meaning Mufassirin give in the tafsir of this is more beautiful. Soum is to close the mouth, to stay away from food and drink. Siyam, which is matloob, which is the command of Allah. And what is the goal of Siyam? What is the objective of Siyam? What is the johar of Siyam? What is the jewel of Siyam? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah says you will become muttaqi. You will get taqwa. You will find Allah. You will become the friend of Allah. If you will keep Siyam. What is Siyam? Siyam is when the eyes fast. When the ears fast, when the tongue fast, when the hands fast, when the feet fast, and when the heart fast. Not just abstention from food and drink, no. The eyes have to fast from looking at the daughters of others. The eyes have to fast from looking at haram. The ears have to fast from listening to music, listening to ghibat, listening to chit-chats, listening to useless talks, listening to the disobedience of Allah. The hands have to fast from oppressing anyone, from breaking the command of Allah. The feet have to fast from walking to the places of Allah's disobedience. And the greatest and the hardest and the most greatest challenge and mujahada of fasting is the heart has to fast. The heart has to fast. That in this heart, no other jazbah, no other desire, no other temptation, no other thought, but Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that type of fast is kept, when that type of fast, siyam, which the Quran tells us, where from head to toe, where from head to toe you fast for every day. Mafhum of one riwayat. For every day of that type of fast, Allah will give you such a jannat, such a jannat, such a jannat, that this whole world, lo anna dunya kulluha jumi'at, fa wudhi'na fihi, kanat ka marbati anzim min ad-dunya. At the iftar of every day of this type of fast, Allah will give you such a jannat for each of these fasts. What is the size of that jannat? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if the whole world is taken and put inside that jannat that Allah will give you for just one day of this type of fasting, like one pen of sheep compared to the whole world will look like one pen of sheep inside that jannat. Such a jannat, kanat ka marbati anzim min ad-dunya. Such a jannat Allah will give you. And the goal of it, the objective of it, la'allakum tattaqoon. My respected brothers, 29 days of Ramadan have already passed. One more day extension Allah gave us. Just now will be the Hilal of Eid. One is the life before Ramadan, one is the life after Ramadan. One is the Nuraniyat in Ramadan, one is after Ramadan. One is our masjid. Just look at last night, Khatmul Quran, there was no space. Two nights before that, 27th of Ramadan, masjid was full. Already we can see the dying embers of Ramadan. Masjid is starting to get empty. What happens once the Hilal of Eid is sighted? Quran says, we gave you Ramadan. We gave you this month of fasting so that you become muttaqi, you get taqwa. Where is the taqwa? What happens to the ummah generally after the Hilal of Eid is sighted? Why is taqwa not coming? Why is the life not changing? Why, illa mashallah, are we not connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is that sincere tawbah not taking place? Quran says, we gave you Ramadan for taqwa. Quran is haq. Quran is haq. Quran is haq. وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Quran is haq. Allah says, with fasting you will get taqwa. But the fast has to be siyam. Has to be a fast where the eyes were fasting, the ears were fasting, the tongue is fasting, the hand is fasting, the feet is fasting, and the heart is fasting. That fast which is matloob and desired. One great challenge. Time is limited, we're not going into a long bayan or anything. One great challenge. Just now the Hilal of Eid will be sighted. We will go back into the rat race of the dunya. Many of us freed ourselves, came into i'tikaf, went out in the path of Allah, came into the environment of the masjid. What is the challenge of the marketplace? What is the challenge of Islamic tijarat? Who is a Muslim businessman? Who is a Muslim businessman? Today if you ask someone, by how do you know he's a Muslim or not? They say, see in his cell phone number if you've got 786. If you've got 786 in his cell phone number, then he's a Muslim. This has become the shiar and symbol to establish whether it's a Muslim or not. In the light of Quran and Hadith, kaan khol kar sun lena. Islamic tijarat, Islamic business, that business which will get you Jannat, that business you'll be earning your livelihood, Allah will be rewarding you. There are two conditions. Without these two conditions, kaan khol kar sun lena, listen with the ears of Iman. If you're in your business and in your earning your livelihood, these two conditions are not there, it is not Islamic, Muslim, Sunnah business, no matter what your name is. Your name may be Muhammad, it may be Imran, the business itself may be called Baraka Trading. If someone has got that name, I'm not targeting any individual. But the business may be got an Islamic ethos name, the cell phone too maybe have a 786 inside. But if these two conditions are not there, by the Qasam of my Allah, it is not Islamic business. In fact, it is business of destruction. It is business that is going to instead, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some businessmen will be raised up on the day of judgment, not as tajir but as fajir, fujara. Allah will raise you as fujar rather than tujar. Tajir, Islamic business, where these two conditions are found, Allahu Akbar. What does my Nabi say? Allah will raise you with the Anbiya. You'll be earning your livelihood, not reading tahajjud. Earning your livelihood, not fasting. Nafil fast. Earning your livelihood. But Allah will raise you with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada. If it is Islamic business. And if these two things are not there, like I said, you can have whatever name, Bismillah trading too, Barakah trading, have the 786, have whatever you want. But if these two conditions are not there, by Allah's Qasam, it is not Islamic business. It has nothing to do with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are the two conditions? I'm digressing again. Today people make a lot of claims. What is the claim? Main to aashiq e rasool hoon. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Claims, they say dawa. For dawa you need dalil. For a claim you need a proof. To make claims is easy. I always give this example. There was one village, simpleton, unknown. He told everybody, you know what? The king's daughter, the princess, I'm getting married to her. He said, Pagal, the king doesn't even know of your existence. Forget giving you his daughter. He said, listen, guaranteed, I'm claiming, I'm getting married to her. 50% is already sorted out. From my side, manzoor. I'm just waiting for that side permission. In other words, a baseless claim. Main to aashik-e-rasool, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Main to jaan dene ke liye tayar hu. Is your claim sincere? Is your love sincere? And more importantly, is that claim accepted by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is there a seal of approval from that side? Abdurrahman bin Abi Qurad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making wudu. The sahaba, what were they doing? As the water was dropping from the limbs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba were collecting the water. They were not even allowing that water to touch the ground. What they were doing? يَتَمَسَّحُونَ بِوَضُوئِهِ. They were wiping that water onto their bodies, onto their limbs, to get barakah and blessing from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more compassionate, more kind, more intelligent, a teacher and guide, you impossible to find. Is mauka ko ganimat samajhkar, valuing this opportunity, he gives the ummah a very important lesson. Ma yahmilukum ala ma sanatum, ma yahmilukum ala hada. Oh my sahaba, why are you doing this? Why are you collecting the water, wiping it on yourselves? They said, حُبَّن لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. Ya Rasulullah, it is because we love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is why we are doing it. Is mauka ko ganimat samajhkar? This response, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses it to teach, not them, more importantly you and I, the ummah to come, a very important lesson. مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يُحِبَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Oh my sahaba, if you want to be amongst those who love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam truly, and Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam love you, in other words, your love is accepted, seal of approval, then obviously, malaika are not going to come down with the fehris, yet to maqbool, this is accepted, he is accepted, he is accepted, he is accepted, he is rejected, no. There is a sign, there is a thermometer, there is a yardstick. I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam love me, and my love is accepted. Three conditions. My Nabi gave us sallallahu alaihi wasallam a thermometer, a yardstick. What is the three conditions? He said, فَلْيَصْدُقِ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ. First condition. When you speak, speak the truth. When you speak, speak the truth. Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked him a question. Ayakun al-mu'min jabanan. Ya Rasulullah, is it possible for a man to have iman and be a coward? What they say, buzdil, coward, cowardliness. No culture looks at it favorably. So Ya Rasulullah, iman, cowardliness, possible for the two to be together? Not liked, obviously, but possible. Yes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it's possible. Ayakun al-mu'min bakil. Ya Rasulullah, is it possible for a man to have iman and be a conjurist? What they say, makichus. No culture likes that also. A miser. Can a man be a miser and have iman? He said, yes, that also is possible. Not desired, but possible. Then the question, ayakun al-mu'min kadhaban. Can a man be deceitful, a habitual liar, and have iman? This Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, not possible. This doesn't come together. This is oil and water. A businessman who lies, a businessman who lies to earn his livelihood, man ba'a aiban. What we say? Shabash, mashallah. You sold defective goods, you pull wool over the client's eyes, you conned him, you pull the job, you're an astute businessman. What an intelligence. Look how what a job he pulled. They say, MashaAllah, tap him on the back. What the hadith tells us. Man ba'iban lam yubayyinhu. A man who sold defective goods, cheated his customer, pulled wool over his eyes. Lam yazal fi maqatillah. He will perpetually be in the anger of Allah. And from now, for the rest of his life, perpetually, till he doesn't undo that wrong, the malaika of Allah will curse him. One is our system, one is Allah's system. فَلْيَسْتُقِ الْحَدِيثَ إِلَىٰ Allahu Akbar. What did my Nabi say? أَنَا زَعِيمٌ He said, come and demand it from me. Come and demand it from me. I guarantee you, I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am your guarantor of a home, of a palace in Firdaus, in Jannatul Firdaus. لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبُ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا For that man who will give up speaking lies, even out of jest. He will not even joke and speak lies. Sachai, sachai, amanatdari. First, second condition. I've run out of time. He said, فَلْيَسْتُقِ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثْ When you speak, speak the truth. وَلْيُؤَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا تُمِنْ A mu'min, a Muslim businessman, a person of iman is not deceitful. He is amanatdar. When he gives his zaban, he honors his zaban. It's not that when he wants to procure something, then mashallah he's a sheep. And when it comes to time to honor the commitment made, then the same sheep becomes a wolf. And you can't even recognize the person. Ghaib, out of the sight, out of mind. One person came, Ya Rasulullah, Akhbirni bi ashaddi shayin fi hadha ad-din wa alyanihi. Tell me the lightest thing in Islam and the heaviest thing. My Nabi said the lightest thing is shahadat. Person recites the kalima, he becomes a Muslim. That is the starting point. That is the lightest, first stage. This person was from Aliyah, outskirts of Medina. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned to him. Ya akhal Aliyah, O brother of Aliyah, listen to me. Ashaddu shay'in fi hadha ad-deen. The heaviest and the weightiest thing in my deen is amanat dari. فَإِنَّهُ لَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا أَمَانَةَ لَهُ وَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ وَلَا زَكَاةَ لَهُ That man who is not amanatdar, he has no deen, he has no salah, he has no zakat. Amanatdari, trustworthiness, not dokebaz, not deceitful, not one who will usurp the rights of others. Islamic business, Muslim businessman, sabak of Ramadan, the sabak of taqwa, the sabak of taqwa, make this ahad, make this lazim, make this compulsory on yourself. Aaj ke baad, after today in earning my livelihood, I will not speak lies. I will not cheat. Wallah, Allah will raise you with the anbiya, Allah will raise you with the siddiqeen, Allah will raise you with the shuhada. التاجر الصدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء روزي risk sustenance is written lie, cheat, deceive, do whatever you want by the qasam of the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam you will not earn one penny more than which Allah has already decreed but lie, cheat and deceive you'll still earn the same amount you'll still be worth the same but The procedure you used will earn you Jahannam instead of Jannah. So you love Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam love you. In other words, the love is accepted. My Nabi said, three conditions. فَلْيَسْتُقِ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثْ When you speak, speak the truth. وَلْيُؤَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا تُمِنْ You have to be amanatdar, not dokebaz. Not a deceitful person, not a person who doesn't honor his commitments. And third thing, فَلْيُحْسِنْ جِوَارَ مَنْ جَاوَرَهُ Have the dard and concern for your fellow human being in your heart. First your neighbors, those who live in your precincts, those you come into contact with, become a source of mercy to them. Deal nicely with them. Show kindness to them. Show compassion to them. This is the akhlaq of Islam. This is the akhlaq of Islam. Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, his Jewish neighbor, put his house up for sale. If the houses in that, if the houses in that vicinity were sold for 100,000 dinars, he put a price tag of 200,000 dinars. So the people came and said, are you serious? This house is only worth 100,000. That's what properties fetch in this area. You want 200,000? Are you a serious seller? He said, yes, I am serious. My house is worth 200,000. So they said, why? On what basis? What we say, you got sea views. Or look at the location. School is nearby. Or university is nearby. Or the shopping center is nearby. Or the masjid is nearby. What answer does he give? He says, my neighbor is Fuzail bin Ayaz. To have the honor of living next to that man is worth another 100,000. A Jew says that. This was the akhlaq of Islam. This was the akhlaq of Islam. That a Jew is saying, pay double for this house because your neighbor will be Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimahullah. This month, my respected brothers, Allah has given us for that training. The tongue has to fast, the eyes have to fast, the ears have to fast, the hands have to fast. Then, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Then you will become muttaqi. Then you will find Allah. Then you will become the friend of Allah. It's not a question of citing the hilal of Eid and then the masjid is empty and then we carry on in our own directions. No, my respected brothers. That is mazak and mockery with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In any case, like I said, I digress. Allah says, give me one fifth type of action. One, Allah will give you 10. If you want to know what is business, one example. Osman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once there was drought in Madina Munawara. There was a paucity of goods. Obviously people are waiting for goods. There's no goods. There's drought. The caravan of Osman radiallahu ta'ala anhu reaches the marketplace of Medina. 1,000 camels laden with goods. Osman was a wholesaler. So all the retailers gather. Auction is taking place. They say, Osman, 1,000 camels. I'll give you an example. Whatever you paid, 5% will give you profit. Someone said 10%. Someone said 20%. Someone said 30%. Someone said 40%. Someone said 50%. Each time Osman radiallahu ta'ala would say, I have a better offer, I have a better offer, I have a better offer, I have a better offer. Someone said 100%. Whatever you paid, double. He still says, I've got a better offer. So then they said, what offer you've got? He said, I've got an offer 1,000%. 1,000% Allah will give me. 1,000% offer I got. So they said, we can't match that. What you paid one must give you 10 times what you paid. We can't match that. Who gave you such an offer? So he says, my Allah has given me that offer. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashram saliha. Allah says, give me one, I will give you 10. There is drought in Madina Munawara. The poor are suffering. Osman says, I make all of you a witness. This entire consignment of goods of mine, 1,000 camels with its load, is sadaqah to the poor of Medina. This was that yaqeen. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ مَا فِي رَمَضَانِ لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلَّهَا رَمَضَانِ. If my ummah had to come to know what Ramadan was, they will wish the whole year was Ramadan. Like I said, that brother asked, I'm going to fast, it's going to be the 31st fast for me. It's going to be Nafil fast. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in Ramadan, for the Nafil, Allah will give you Farz. For the Farz, Allah will give you 70 Farais. What reward is Allah going to give me? This is what we call the shauq, an inclination, the conviction of amal, this zehen sazi, conditioning of the heart, which was one of the primary objective of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Today you tell someone, multiplied profit, we're all running. Multiplied reward, there's a sense of trepidation. Would have been good if the hilal of Eid got sighted. Why? Because I can start doing other things. Allah gave us one more day, another opportunity. Allah gave us another opportunity to become muttaqi, to earn His pleasure, to earn the rewards. Where is the shauq for amal? This is now the test. Istiqamat. Istiqamat is whether the heart is leaning towards it or not. To apply yourself in amal. Coming back to this incident, Osman says, my entire consignment, sadaqah, upon the poor of Medina. Allahu Akbar. That night, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala sees a dream. In his dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't imagine the beauty. The 14th full moon in human form on the earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dressed up with his amama, riding a white horse. Abdullah bin Mas'ud elated. Ya Rasulullah, I want to spend time with you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am in a hurry. Ya Rasulullah, where are you going? Allahu Akbar, what does my Nabi tell Abdullah bin Mas'ud? In acceptance or recognition of the sadaqah of Usman, Allah has made his nikah with one of the hurs of Jannat, and all the anbiya are invited to the walima of that nikah. I am going to the walima of the nikah of Usman radiallahu ta'ala. They earned akhirat through their business. And this is the beauty when we will adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I mentioned earlier, tijarat, business is not sunnah, it's not deen, it's not shariat. It's not that, it's not a Muslim business unless two conditions are there. Make ourselves paban to these two conditions. Aaj ke baad, after today, in earning my livelihood, I will not lie and I will not cheat. I will not lie and I will not cheat. Sachai amanadari. Sachai amanadari. Honesty, integrity. Honesty, integrity. Not deceitfulness. Not misleading people. That is the root and essence of Islamic business, and wallah, that business will not give you Jannat, it will give you Jannatul Firdaus. One more opportunity Allah has given us to complete that hadith. Seven categories of actions. Two, the return wajib. Two equal. One multiplied by 10. One, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, will be multiplied 700. 700. Man anfaqa malahu fi sabilillah. A man spends his wealth in the path of Allah. Allah will multiply it minimum 700 times. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the seventh category, the seventh category, the seventh category. La ya'lamu thawaba amilahu illallah. No one but Allah knows the reward. No one but Allah knows the reward. And what is that? He said, as-sawm. It is the fasting of the month of Ramadan. It is the fasting. Fasting is such an amal. No one but Allah knows the reward. One more opportunity Allah has given us. One more day. Whether we live to see another Ramadan, only Allah knows. Make istiqbal of it. Welcome it. Appreciate it. Consider this ni'mat, this bounty, this blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And maximize the potential of it. Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah.